Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thank you, Charles. Charles Pyle, providing some greatly appreciated patience. And thanks also to the sheriff. It is at least 2 years since she last was on this program. Maybe she'll be back. I don't know. Maybe she won't be back. I have no idea. I have no idea. Maybe, I do know that prior to the arrival of Jeremy, certainly, we had a lot of requests in to get her on, and it just they were never interested. But this time they were interested. Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, you either heard it or you should hear it. If you are in the city of Richmond and you will be voting tomorrow for sheriff, I'm hoping you heard the conversation with Sheriff Irving, and I'm hoping you'll stick around till 5:35 when Bill Burnett is going to be here, former lieutenant colonel for Sheriff Woody, who says, hey, she talks a lot, but there's not a lot being done. What was your sense of that, by the way? My sense was there was a lot of excuse making. And every time she said, oh, I'm not trying to make excuses, it just sounded to me like she was trying to make excuses. Well, there's a lot of problems everywhere. Okay, well, that's fine, but you're running to be sheriff in the city. And the per capita death rate, while in the custody of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, far exceeds your predecessor. And that's just the fact. That's math. And Lord knows I don't like math, and Lord knows I don't like numbers, but even I can crunch those numbers. And I did find it interesting. Really interesting. Why the references to her predecessor? In other words, if you're brand new or you're running against the incumbent, then you say, hey, take a look at what has happened. But if you've been there for 8 years, this is yours now, right? If you have been, oh, I don't know, sheriff in Chesterfield County for 8 years, do you talk about your predecessor? I have never heard Carl Leonard talk about what had happened and try and pawn it off in that way. I just haven't heard it. I haven't heard Dave Hines make that argument up here in Hanover. And even though the sheriff says, well, these things happen everywhere, the problem, once again, is you are running to be sheriff in the city. And I do not hear, I do not read, I do not see news accounts of inmate deaths in the Chesterfield County Jail or the Henrico County jails. Right? They got two of them. Or at Pamunkey. And despite what the sheriff said, well, they don't make news. Of course they would make news. Make no mistake about that. An inmate death, wherever it might be, would absolutely positively be guaranteed to be part of a newscast, would be part of a news report. I'm just telling you that flat here. Anyway, you tell me what you thought, all right? James River Air text line open and available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I also am still asking you, and it may sound weird, but are you a better husband or a better father? Because I got a card yesterday. I got a couple of cards yesterday. And on one of them was this thing that said, oh, yeah, best father ever. And I thought, well, that's not true. Maybe your best father, but certainly not the best father, not even close. I mean, Friday, I was with the governor. I was with the governor and the first lady at the executive mansion as they were celebrating fathers. Right? It's Fatherhood Week in our beloved Commonwealth, thanks to Governor Youngkin. And I looked around and I talked with some of these guys, and I'm thinking, man, these guys are incredible. These really are like the fathers of the year. So anyway, yesterday I get the cards, and they're all very nice. I got a total of four. Got one from Heidi that said, well, you know, when people tell me what a great husband you have and what a great father he is, I say, oh, yes, I picked him out myself. And I thought, well, that's very funny. Thank you. Maybe laugh, maybe chuckle. Good. And then there was a Chihuahua related one, and no, I don't think I'm a dog father because there is no such thing unless you actually have four paws, a tail, and fur. But you know, I am Pixie's favorite human, and for Charlie, I'm pretty good. So that made me laugh, and then I looked at the ones from the kids. Now, obviously, Julia's not going to pick out a card or sign anything, but somebody signed for Julia, which I loved. Harry had one. Joe put Julia on his, and one of them actually did say, best father. And I thought, no. And then I really, really, really had to, well, give myself a grade. I said, you know, as far as being a father, I give myself a C at best. A C at best. However, as a husband, rock solid A minus. I am a really good, I'm an excellent husband. I'm a pretty okay father. Oh, geez. If I'm grading myself, should I do this for Heidi? Well, I did. I didn't tell her about it, so please, this is just between us, but I graded her. And I thought, well, as a mother, Heidi, A plus. Nobody better. However, in the wife category, now that she's not a bad wife, not by a long shot, but not A plus. I had her at a C. You know what? Let me amend that. Let me say a B minus. I'm grading on a curve, just a slight curve, but I would give her a B minus. But I am curious to know how you would grade yourself. If you want to be honest, James River Air text line is available to you, 833-804-1140. Also, what did you take from the conversation with the sheriff? Sheriff Antoinette Irving. I got a lot of people who are weighing in right now, doing their own analysis. Again, James River Air text line is where you hit me up, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Let me get to a couple of quick texts here. Coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Jeff, 804 says, is she really a publicly elected official? Sounds like DEI at its finest. Phil from Goochland says, hey, Jeff, does the sheriff believe she is a social worker? 804 says, Jeff, everything else with her is someone else's fault. She takes no responsibility for anything that goes wrong at the jail. Great job on the interview, Jeff. Much better than when she was on with Rich. William Burnett needs to win. Thank you. I thought we had a good conversation here. Jeff from Barina says, Jeff, simply a bunch of excuses from the sheriff, no real solutions. 804 says, well, at least she handled that better than Bob Good handled it. Well, all right. 804, Jeff, I think you are being very, very fair to the sheriff. Thank you. I did my best to be very, very fair to the sheriff. And from RVA says, hello, Jeff. Sounds to me like rather than owning up to the problems of the jail or saying what she's done to reduce them, backing it up with some concrete facts, she just wants to put it all on Sheriff Woody's watch because William Burnett was on his staff. Yeah, that is part of the problem here, Ann. She has been on the job and in that job for 8 years. To go back in time is a little crazy, but if you want to go back in time, and obviously I didn't have unlimited time to chat with the sheriff, but go back in time because your per capita inmate death rate exceeds that of your predecessor. She likes to talk about deaths during the time that Sheriff Woody was in office. Fair enough. I think it is a fine thing that you can discuss. However, bear in mind, Sheriff Woody was carrying a population at the city jail on a regular basis around 1,600. And the current sheriff has a population of about 500. Jeff, based on her dialogue, I say the jail needs a more intelligent sheriff. 804, Mr. Katz, that woman was tap dancing with every question that you asked. 804, Jeff, it takes an average of 3 to 5 hours to put an arrestee into the Richmond City lockup. Trust me, it's firsthand information, and every other jurisdiction can get it done in under an hour. Other agencies avoid the Richmond lockup like the plague. And the citizens of Richmond should be furious that a Richmond police officer making an arrest is off the street from answering their calls for 3 to 5 hours anytime they have to make that arrest. 757, Jeff, I was expecting you to ask if she was giving us breaking news by telling us that deaths are being covered up in the suburban jails. That would be a big story. Yeah, well, 804, Jeff, as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. And you're right. I didn't even get to the playing cards with murder victims on them that the sheriff distributed at the city jail. Look, there's only so much time. And if you missed any of the conversation, what you need to do is head on over to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You can take a listen to it all over there. We've got Bill Burnett joining us at 5:35. He is the sheriff's opponent. Tomorrow is actual election day in the city of Richmond. There has been early voting going on for some period of time. And you'll get a chance to hear from Colonel Burnett at 5:35. Okay, good stuff. Now, we're hearing about a relatively quick resolution to this Israel-Iran conflict, war, dust-up. I don't know, whatever it is that we want to call it. And the markets are actually up, even though we're seeing some higher gas prices and the rest of it. So there's a lot of stuff. Oh, tariffs, too. Remember, tariffs were on everybody's mind for, I don't know, a week or two, and then they weren't, and then they were. Every one of these things impacts markets. And when there's something involved in the market, I'll just tell you right now, I reach out to my friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Carl actually joins us every Monday afternoon, and I'm happy to say this Monday afternoon is no exception. Carl, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, gray hair, and it's a lovely day on a Monday.
Yeah, well, it is a Monday, and, you know, I'll take it. Look, it's better than not realizing what day it is, if you know what I mean. So I'm happy to accept the delivery of a Monday. But I'm also looking at the markets, and I guess we've got a little upward movement because they're talking about a quick resolution to this Israel-Iran thing. We've seen a lot with tariffs. How is it possible? Is it possible for people to plan with all of the uncertainty that they hear about, they read about, they see all the time?
It's a happy day in the stock market today.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and for those reasons you just spoke about. And, you know, that, yeah, because there's a likelihood we'll see another little tariff riff happen.
Yep.
And the market will drop again. And then it'll get fixed. Then it'll come back up again. And so that can drive even a very normal person a little bit crazy, especially as you get closer to that point in time when you're thinking you're going to be financially free.
Yes.
and maybe somebody's getting ready to retire, and then all that volatility gets can shake you up. So you got to figure out how to deal with it. And definitely for that younger person out there that's 25, 30 years old, they don't worry about it, shouldn't be worried about it. They should be invested all in growth. So, you know, a lot of nice, good stocks, and they're good. And the ups and downs of volatility isn't an issue. But when you get closer to being at that point where, hey, I have enough in investments that I can be financially free, not have to work if I don't want to. Now I'm working on my calendar and on my time and enjoying it a little more. But then what happens? Market drops. You needed a little income out of your investments. You needed to sell some, and now you can't. And, okay, now where am I going to get the money? And you have to start looking around. You're getting nervous. How long is this thing going to last? Is it going to get worse? And the way to solve that is to just get a certain amount of your money in something safe, like a CD or a fixed annuity or a money market account, just something nice and safe that you can go dip into when the stock market goes down to get, oh, I got this money over here. I'm good. I go draw it out of there until the stock market comes back up. Then I sell some of those stocks when they're back up near their high, and I replenish my safe money that I spent while the market was down, and now I'm back drawing income out of the stocks. And it's a whole process, and it'll give you total confidence in retirement, whether you're approaching retirement, getting ready to hit that financially free date, or you're in retirement. Okay. And then all this volatility won't bother you.
Now, you talk about safe stuff, that you've got some of your money in the safe area. When we say safe, is it safe like I'm thinking, well, it's all in a shoebox, I buried it in the backyard, and it'll be the same amount when I go out to get it as when I stuck it under the porch? Or are we still getting some sort of a return even in that safe stuff?
So there's different in the safe stuff, there's different levels of liquidity.
Okay.
So, and depending on those levels of liquidity, it can either decrease or increase your rate of return. However, if you get your money and bury it in a can, you put it in a can, bury it in your backyard, it's liquid.
Right.
Until you can't remember where you buried it.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's no longer liquid.
Well, sure. So, there are details, Carl, but
details.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to drop a little tracer wire down there and get one of those machines.
Exactly.
So, but if you just have that money sitting in a checking account, you're going to earn hardly nothing on it, but it's super liquid. You can get it whenever you want it. And but if it's in a savings account, you make a little bit more, but now you've got to transfer it into a checking. It's just slightly less liquid.
Right.
Then if you want to put it in a bank certificate of deposit, CD, now you're going to probably make a little more money. But now you might have a one-year CD, so you may have to wait a year to get to that money without some sort of penalty. And if you want to earn a little more, it might be a two-year CD. Or you can ladder those CDs, have one come due every 6 months for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Every time they come due, if you don't need the money, you just put it out there to the end and renew it again. And so that's a way to earn a little more money. Try to keep it a little bit more liquid. And then the annuities are a little fixed annuities, meaning they're safe because there are also risky annuities. There's multiple different kinds, but the basic one is a fixed annuity. It's going to pay you a little bit more right now on a 5 year. That might be 5.5-6% versus a CD at 4.5.
Okay.
But if you're going to surrender it, the penalty now is a little bit higher again. So stacking things in and getting certain nice levels of liquidity that you need. Now, your stocks, if they're just sitting in a normal account, not an IRA, then those stocks are liquid. You can sell them anytime and have the money in 3 days. However, why they aren't liquid is if they're down. all of a sudden, whoa, my liquid thing turned into illiquid because I don't want to sell it when it's down.
Exactly.
So I go over to my other levels of liquidity.
Gotcha.
And that's all a process. You build it into your financial plan. It's different for every single person, and you're just trying to maximize your liquidity, maximize your return, and minimize your risk.
So people are getting closer and closer towards, again, we use that term, retirement. Generally, people think about it as an age. You're going to be 62 or 65 or 67. Different ways of looking at simply financial independence or financial freedom. But let's use this traditional definition, retirement. So I am older today than I was yesterday. I am closer to retirement. Do I need to change the way that I'm investing? Should I be changing the way that I'm investing?
Most likely you should be. So, because most people are going to need some income out of their investments, so that's what creates all this need to restructure, get everything positioned correctly, like I was just talking about. You're right there on retirement's door, or just retired. You really, really need to get that stuff right if you need to take income out of your portfolio, and most people do.
Okay. Fair enough.
And you got to take advantage of these. Volatility can be your friend. So you're structured so you don't have to sell anything when it's down. When it's way high and up, you can pull a little extra money out to do those things like remodel Julia's bedroom.
Yes, if I needed to, but as you know, yeah, I we did this last week. Now, we cannot actually open financial statements every week on the air. However, last week I came in here and you said, yep, because I asked you, right? Is today a good day to open this? And I opened a couple of big envelopes from Fidelity. And for those that missed it, I opened it up and I said to you, Carl, thank you, because this one particular Fidelity thing, we now have what we need to get Julia's bedroom done this summer, period. End of story. We don't have to dip into something. Despite what I told Heidi, I don't have to put the easy spirits on eBay and she can put all my challenge coins down. We should be okay for financing the bedroom.
Yes.
That was a good feeling, man. That was a great feeling, actually. Yeah. Well, Carl, I share with people all the time that my secret to investing is I don't do it. I trust you and the team at Carlson Financial to do it. You have not steered me wrong. In fact, you've steered me the six different types of right over the years. So I want people to reach out to you. Obviously, connectwithcarlson.com is where they can download that free retirement toolkit, plug in a couple of numbers, see where they are, see where they'd like to be. But in addition to that, what do they do to reach out to you?
So they can give it all. That's 844-CARLSON. And the other way is to just reach out to us through our website at carlsonfinancial.com and set up a time to come in and see us.
I love it. Carl, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Thank you, sir. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Carl joins us every Monday afternoon. Great insight there. I know people get scared with volatility, and they confuse it with a bad thing. Well, it's no, there's always volatility. It's the nature of the free market. Of course, it is volatile. It is impacted by external forces, despite what Adam Smith said about that invisible hand. Of course, it's impacted by things. The question is, are you handling it, managing it in the proper way? It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Monday afternoon. Tributes here, paying tributes to my friend Jeremy. Jeremy is doing the Lord's work today. Most days he just has to put up with me, but today, do you feel, Jeremy, we don't have to say, well, it's too late, I've already started saying it publicly. It's a little reminiscent of maybe filling in back when John Reed was here, huh? You got to move some spots around and make up for errors on my part in terms of time. I know. But yeah, Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So that being said, let me tell you that this evening, guess what? We've got some more showers, apparently, that are going to come rolling through, and we'll have that overnight low right around 67. And then, well, I guess we're good right up until Friday Eve. It'll be cloudy tomorrow, sunny. Oh, Wednesday, sunny and a high of 92. A little bit, and then we get into really warmer weather, 92, 93, 96, 98. Yikes. All right. And with the heat index, it's going to it's going to feel like Mars. That's what it's going to feel like. All right, coming up at 5:35, Bill Burnett, William Burnett, Colonel Burnett, who is trying to become the sheriff of the city of Richmond. Now, we had the incumbent sheriff, Antoinette Irving. She was with us at 3:35. Did you miss it? That's okay. You go to WRVA.com and you can listen to it. It went long. And again, let me thank Charles Pyle, who is our news gentleman in the afternoon. He was conspicuous for a week or two while he was playing in the mornings. But no, he's back, and that's good. But thank you to him for his patience and his indulgence. If you live in the city of Richmond, this is a vitally important election for you. Even those people are thinking, Jeff, I have no connection to the criminal justice system. Yeah, actually you do. Well, Jeff, I don't get locked up. I don't have family members who get locked up, so what do I care? Well, I'll tell you why you should care. That is because there seems to be a terrible situation when Richmond police officers go into the lockup with the sheriff's office, and they are then off the streets out of their sector for anywhere between 3 and 5 hours. Given that there's already not enough cops on the street in the city, you take some of them out of service to handle things, booking somebody in. They're gone for 3 to 5 hours. That makes your community that much more dangerous. So yeah, you absolutely care about what happens with the sheriff's office. Is that unusual? Because that's another question that I got when I raised that issue. Jeff, is that an unusual situation? It is. You talk to people who you know who are working in Chesterfield or Henrico or up here in Hanover. You ask them how long it takes them to book someone into the local lockup in Chesterfield, in Henrico, and in Hanover. Ask them, are they off the road for 3 to 5 hours? Or is it about an hour to get them in, do the handoff? I still say fill out paperwork, of course, although there's no actual paper involved in paperwork in the year 2025. But it's about a year. It's about an hour. I'm sorry. If it were about a year, we'd all have problems. No, it's about an hour. So if you are in Chesterfield, your local member of the constabulary, when they go to lock somebody up and lodge them, it's going to be about an hour that they're missing from your neighborhood. Same thing in Henrico, same thing in Hanover. But in the city, apparently, between 3 and 5 hours, thanks to, we are told, the Richmond City Sheriff. That's one of the issues we will address with former Colonel Bill Burnett, William Burnett, at 5:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you're here for Rich Herrera and Richmond's Morning News. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.